Hello, the 5 minutes the prophetess, the word of God, episode 88, 8 and 8. Oh, fantastic. God is working in your life. Everywhere you are hearing is building faith in your spirit. Something is happening in your spirit. When I say something is happening, don't look at the body. Look into your spirit, because it is there. It begins from there. So Hebrews chapter 8, chapter 4, verse 12. That's what we've been using as a scripture, the basis for which all these episodes were done. Hebrews 4, 12. So let's say it by now. If you've been listening to me, then you can say it offhand. So let's attempt to say it one go. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the intents and thoughts of the heart. So I spoke about how, if God is for you, who can be against you? That is Romans chapter 8, verse 31. So today I want us to turn our attention to another verse. So I'm encouraging you to feed on the word. These are scriptures, so I'm just picking one, just a few scriptures, so that you will know that you can feed on the word. You can pick any scripture and you can use it to build faith in you, to eat of life, to strengthen your inner man. So much happens to you when you take God by his word. So Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. You know, many of us do not want to hear about this scripture because it's like 4:19. So 4:19, but it is the scripture, it is the word of God. The devil, you know, that's how the devil operates. Scamming people, doing all that, and then they say it's 419. That a group of people say, my God shall supply every need, and that means that they will use evil means to get their need supply. I mean, that is not God. Immediately you cut God off. You are scamming. You are getting, oh, but this people, when they came to Africa, especially when you are scamming white people, they came and they stole our gold, so it's time to get back. Please stop talking the things that greed is the one that is motivating people to do all that they do, this yahoo things. It is greed. But you never end well if you are doing that kind of thing. Please, it's not a curse. It's a path. You are on a path. So a path of fire, of death. And you're working on it and you say we shouldn't say it's a path of death. You say we should say that it is life. Please, I cannot say that. I will tell you what it is. I'll call a spade a spade. That 419 is out of the window. It is no good. It's not for you. It is not the life that you will lead. So 419, Philippians 419, for my God shall supply all your need. Is Paul was speaking, says that my God, it is Paul's God, and he will supply every need of those who contributed towards his well-being, and he was releasing that blessing on them. So apparently all our needs are supplied. Every need is supplied. Every need is already provided. And that's what 1 Corinthians 3:21 says, all things are yours. And I'm doing a program in April that I call All Things Are Yours. All things are yours. When something is for you, what do? You take it and you say thank you. You don't cry, oh God, listen to my prayer. So when would you ever listen? No, you don't do those things. It's not prayer at all. Prayer is when I take God's word, like a word like, for my God will supply all my need. And I say, Lord, I am not going to scam anybody. I'm not going to use any evil means to get food to eat, to be able to clothe myself, to be able to clothe my family, to put food on our table. I'm not going to do that. I am looking at you and what you have done. I'm saying, Lord, I'm going to walk the walk. I'm going to do what is right. So my God, shall supply all my need. And I begin to say, God, my need is supply. Thank you. Well, what about the school fees? Yes, the supply. What about the eviction notes? They say that you must leave that place. Listen, God will give it to you just in the nick of time. You have it. Okay, what about the wife? What about the husband? What about, he says he will supply all your need. Is it a need? Is there a need in somebody's life? Then I've got good news for you that he has supplied all your needs. Not some, but all of it. All of it. And the joy as you see it manifest, you begin to thank God. Oh God, I thank you. Oh God, I thank you for what you've done. But he has said it. Said, I will supply your need according to your riches, according to my riches in glory by Christ Jesus. It is supplied. I say, it is supplied in the mighty name of Jesus. You are blessed, blessed, blessed by